With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks euthanized the mother of three grizzly bear cubs Tuesday in the Sealy Swan Valley after she became food conditioned. As MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, 14 grizzlies from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem have been euthanized this year, double the 10-year average.
FWP spokesperson Dylan Tabish says the mother of the three cubs became food conditioned after breaking into structures near Condon, seeking grain ahead of the winter denning season.
Fish, Wildlife, and Parks captured the bears, and in accordance with Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee guidelines and after consulting with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the decision was made to euthanize the adult female due to food conditioning.
One of the sow's three cubs stopped returning to the trap site and will be left to survive on its own. FWP was able to capture the other two young grizzlies.
And they are going to be sent to the Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center, where they will live out the rest of their life in West Yellowstone.
Last year, 11 grizzlies from the NCDE were euthanized. FWP is reminding Montanans that bears are very active in the fall season as they seek out food ahead of winter. The agency is asking people to secure bear attractants like garbage, pet food, grain, and birdseed to avoid unnecessary conflicts. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
An adult male grizzly bear has also been euthanized after raiding occupied camps in Montana. KFBB-TV reports the bear weighing about 300 pounds was put down September 7th by wildlife officials. The Federal Forest Service and Fish and Wildlife Services determined the bear repeatedly caused trouble in the area after receiving food from humans. State Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Game Warden Dave Holland says the bear was involved in five events at backcountry camps over 7 days. Holland says attempts to get the bear to leave the area west of Augusta were unsuccessful. Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest District Ranger Mike Munoz says the grizzly approached within 20 feet of people. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.